Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another crazy special edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Wethermo, the king of king himself, the man that will make his special announcement tomorrow night that he will be running for president of the United States 4 years from now. I am the hot rod. Now on the phone line, I have my running mate, the man that will help me become the next president. It is
I, the one and only Sean Black, in the White House again?
Or Black House.
Or the Black House. Whoa, hey, that sounds even better. Yes. Who else is joining us for this show?
Hello, gentlemen. How are we this evening?
We are doing fine. And I believe this is the First Lady of the Absolute Truth. The one and only.
I need to be.
How are all of us running mates doing so far tonight?
I'm ready to piss a lot of people off.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Some absolute truth.
This is the calm before the storm. And the storm starts at 6 a.m. tomorrow when the polls open. And then the world falls apart. Or so we think it will.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight our topic is no secret. It was a given for the last year and a half.
Bill Cosby?
The whole...
Oh, no.
The cop killing. No.
Oh, no.
Some racist topic that we have
Hulk
to come
Hogan.
Up with, right? Hulk Hogan, yes. Oh, no, Anisha selling sex tapes again. Yes, that's the topic we have.
Unbelievable.
No?
Seriously.
Well,
oh,
Anisha B, before we get started, you remember Christmas is around the corner, and we need to start selling your tapes again to make some money on the side.
Oh.
Yeah, but people don't want to see your naked ass.
Uh-oh.
No, they want to see your naked ass, and we're going to sell your
tapes
again.
Yeah, but the tapes are mostly you, and people don't want to see that.
Oh, boy.
So,
I guess it really is the end of the world then.
Let's let it out, right? Let's let all our feelings out.
Oh, boy.
All right, guys. Are you ready to piss some people off?
Oh, yeah. Because the world will be pissed off by everything else after,
I think,
by the 9th, everybody will be pissed off.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, please call in your thoughts, questions, or comments tonight. I really want to know what's on your mind about this Armageddon that's upon us. 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. And like I said earlier, for a year and a half, we've been talking about this. I like to say, and be naive, hopefully we'll never talk about this again.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
But just like everybody else, well, you know what? I can't speak for everybody else. For a lot of people, I am tired of this. I want this thing to be over. And I just want to tell I just want to tell Sean Black and me to be that at tomorrow night, 11:30 p.m., I am right, and it was wrong, as always.
No, I think the conversation is going to go where me and Sean tell you that we were right, and you can be like, no.
No. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night is the biggest night of the year. Is pick your poison. You want poison A or poison B? Before I say my comments, I know Sean Black have a lot to say. Like I've been saying this thing all the time, he's been a number one Donald Trump supporter from day one. But once again, before you get into it, Sean, as I discussed a few weeks ago, we never thought we would see this happening, Donald Trump being nominated and running for president of the United States, one of the biggest jobs in the world. We expected Clinton... Well, she did it before. That's typical Clinton, but Donald Trump, a businessman. And like I said last week, whether you like him or you hate him, he's definitely something everybody's talking about. He was definitely a game changer in this election. And that's why we call this Armageddon, because, once again, pick your poison, poison A or poison B. If you look at these rallies, it's like, okay, am I going to the KKK meeting or am I going to an email convention? The best way to hide your emails is delete them. So, Sean Black, what is basically your final thought of Clinton versus Trump?
This has
that's
turned.
All the folks we, that's all the time we have right now, folks. Thank you for putting it in. Call back and go out there and vote.
You know what? That sounds exactly like some of these TV news programs out there, you know? This has probably been, as far as I can remember, the longest, most droning election cycle that I can remember. And we know that when, what was it, it's been 16 months that they've been on this campaign, and we whittled it down from like 500 candidates down to the final two. I think it was the one thing that we saw coming out of this. Everybody initially thought it was going to probably be Jeb Bush versus Hillary Clinton. I think that's where a lot of people came from. And then Bernie Sanders came out on the scene, and he started to make a lot of waves, and a lot of his opinions and a lot of what he was doing ended up becoming the platform for a lot of Democrats as far as some of his ideals. And when Hillary Clinton eventually won the nomination for the Democratic Party, she did assume some of those policies and getting some of the attention that Bernie Sanders wanted to have addressed. And now we're here from the Democratic side. For the most part, people thought that this was a slam dunk. Until, as you stated before, Donald Trump came out of absolutely nowhere with his you know, good looks on TV and the polished off politician look. He calls himself, he's not a politician. He's much more of a celebrity, a businessman, as you stated, and has, for the most part, if you listen to the opinions of the, depending on who you talk to, he's either an agent of change or he's a racist, xenophobic, snake oil salesman who is going to do nothing more than help out people of his ilk, his cronies, the rich. He knows pretty much nothing about foreign policy, and a lot of these things scare the public. And Hot Rod and I, we talked about this just yesterday, as a matter of fact, as far as, you know, certain opinions. And the consensus from people that we know and that we've talked to away from just the show is that the people that are actually paying attention to this either are jaded and don't care, or they are absolutely positively scared to death about what's going to happen come November the 9th, the day after all of this is over with. And I think that is where we probably are at right now. To pinpoint where we're at in this with all of the hate and all the rhetoric and all the back and forth, I don't know if we're getting a political campaign or if we've got WrestleMania going. And that's the scariest part of the whole thing. Nobody knows what's going to happen afterwards.
But isn't this what you guys want in politics? A nice little jab fest of back and forth between, we have a man versus a woman. For example, Anitra, a woman have a chance of becoming president of the United States. And then no matter what, history will be made. A crooked politician or a crooked businessman, someone will become a leader of the free world. Do you still up in the air about Hillary Clinton becoming the first woman? Do you feel that she's still the right person? Well, they're not the right person for the job. Okay person for the job right now, despite everything that's going on with the emails and the controversy regarding Hillary?
I couldn't care less about the email controversy. Fact is, if she was a man, it wouldn't even be a fucking controversy.
So you're saying that they pick on her because she's a woman?
They're nitpicking.
I think that's the number one reason.
They're nitpicking. If you notice, everything that Donald Trump has said about her, he just keeps reiterating the same damn thing. this is all he keeps saying. She can't be trusted. Emails. I'm not expecting people to be perfect. I don't even knock Trump for his shit. My only quorum with him is that he's not qualified. That job is not an entry level position. I need someone there that knows what they're doing. She happens to know what she's doing. She has the background. She has the experience. She doesn't have any experience. Like I've always said, if you have a toothache, you go to a dentist. You don't go to a pediatrician.
And that's a pretty good assertion to bring up.
But
and
that's my main point.
Everybody deserves a chance, right?
I understand that, but this is not an entry level position. If he wanted to be a politician, then he should have went to school. He should have done the things that people do to go to that position. He's not qualified. That's my quorum.
And let's
not
also
qualified.
Let's also call a spade a spade. We know that Donald Trump is not in this for the typical political reasons that most people go in to become president of the United States. And most of the people that we've seen run, they get into it because they know, okay, there's some people in our constituent would see that we may want to help, or this politician may have an idea of, well, if I don't do anything in my presidency, I'll at least have this one part as my legacy. I'll do this, or I'll try and do that. Donald Trump is not about that at all. Donald Trump has always been and always will be about Donald Trump. His temperament is as such. We've seen that. We're not even going to beat a dead horse. We already know all of the stuff that he's done. We know all of the stuff that's been in the news. Those are the things that would normally cripple any normal, regular politician. But as we just alluded to earlier, he's not a regular politician. So whatever he has stated has riled up his base, and it's transcended from the African Americans that he has offended in certain ways to the other people within the community that he has offended also, especially women, and the ridiculous statements he stated over this time. And it went from, at some point, the people that are angry, which were the Republicans that are tired about having too much government and not enough control over certain things and health care. There were legitimate things that Republicans were angry about. They thought Trump was going to be the shepherd for it.
Yeah. Excuse me. Well, hold on. We have a caller who wants to piss some people off. 468, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Rod? How you doing?
Hey, Mario.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Sean Black. I don't think we met before, Sean Black. I'm Mario Boricua.
Hey, how you doing?
And how is it going, Anitra?
Hey.
And Mario, he's a big Donald Trump supporter, just like myself, right?
Yeah.
I like the way he skirted that one really quick.
Like, listen, man, you know why people know about Donald Trump, though, to be honest? Because he got that money, man. He got money, and that's all it takes now. And the platform he's running on is such a ridiculous platform that it's actually uncovered a lot of truths within our country, you know? Like, it's kind of like the lifting up of, a rug. Now there's this portion that he's like, he can say anything he basically wants to, and they're still going to be with him. And why? It's because everybody's playing off of hate on that side. Some people are playing off of the only good like aspects of Donald Trump is when he talks about bringing back jobs, like domestically, and that's about it, really.
Mario, I understand when people say I want to build jobs. That's the number one politician all the time. I want to bring jobs back here.
Yeah.
And we all know it's
BS. Total bullshit.
See,
but people buy on that.
Here's the thing that people keep thinking about when we keep hearing about politicians, especially Republicans, talk about we're bringing jobs back.
Yeah.
Just last week, they just brought in an updated report on the jobs market, and the unemployment rate has dipped to below 5%. I think it's at 4.8 or 4.9%, They get another 140-something thousand jobs. So
jobs show up when it's not under the Republicans. People don't realize that shit.
Oh, of course. We know that. And see, the issue is when the Republican – most time that I've seen Republicans on any platform, the one thing that they've always been able to do with their base is to run on fear. Fear that if you don't do this, you're going to lose this. If the Democrats win, you're going to lose your guns. If the Democrats win, you're going to lose your jobs. If the Democrats win, you're going to lose your health care. And that goes on and on and on and on. And every time that I've heard any of these arguments, a lot of those arguments have been fallacies.
Yeah.
But they run on that fear, and that fear riles up the base. And this is the reason why you get these passionate rallies for Donald Trump that almost look like Klan rallies. If you've seen and listened to the rhetoric that comes out of the people that support them, it's scary.
Okay, but I know how much you guys can't stand the Republicans, but let's be honest. Has the Democrats done with Mario? Has the Democrats done anything for us also? I mean, what's the major difference?
What makes the difference between Democrats and Republicans?
Yeah, Democrats have not done anything for the public as well.
Listen, there's a whole lot that makes it different between the Democrats and the Republicans, especially right now. That Republican Party is going back in freedom and liberty, for sure. When you look at that platform that he's running on, and this is rhetoric, like the Democrats are always at least trying to move forward, even if it's in small increments. And this isn't me backing the Democratic establishment at all. Like, I'm not actually for them either. I think money has
played
they're
full of crap.
Of a role in it. Huh?
But the Democrats are full of crap also, you know.
Exactly, because you know what? Their crap is at least trying to sell you on we're moving forward. Whereas sometimes the Republicans, this is what sucks, is that you got these two extremes within these parties, you know what I'm saying? So the left, you know, the left liberal wing and like the right conservatives, and I won't even call them conservative anymore. They're just fucking bonkers. they're just battling each other, and they're not looking at any of the truths amongst themselves. And like what sucks is like, especially with the like rhetoric between like race, that's like the worst too. Because what makes us dope is that our country is a representation, this idea that floats over any face. That's like how we let people in. I think as a New Yorker, you see that the most. It's a real melting pot, and you meet all of like different races and whatnot. You mingle with them, and you gotta be with them. So it's like at least we're open to that. And the Republican idea, the Middle American idea, they're still closed off. They don't. They just have been. That rhetoric is what's gonna do us in.
Now, Hot Rod, you wanted to find out as far as what the Democrats have done compared to what the Republicans have done. One of the reasons why there's been this big discrepancy between Democrats and Republicans is because a lot of times Democrats have tried to pass a lot of bills or a lot of laws or try to revise certain things, and there's been so much obstructionism, nothing gets done. How many times over the last year and a half that we've been doing this show that we've had to talk about, you know, the government almost shut down because the Republicans refuse to go and talk to the Democrats about getting anything done on the floor, and it's only at the last possible minute that something happens. Whereas the Democrats over the last few years have the jobs market, when Obama in his second term came in, when he ran against Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney talked about how he was going to get unemployment below 5% within 2 years. Obama has now dropped the unemployment from when it was almost 9% when he got in to now below 5 within this 4-year bracket. The auto industry was pretty much bailed out, and the auto industry paid back the money that the government loaned them. That's all been under the Democratic arm of everything. Even though a lot of people dump on this Obamacare thing, at least there are 20 million Americans that actually have health care. And sure, the premiums have gone up, and that's the big sticking point. That can also be, if it's worked with both Republicans and Democrats and they got on the same page, they could probably get something going where it's a lot less expensive and that they can work more. But the problem is they don't work together because there's always this back and forth. And the Democrats, with all of the things that they've done, as I've stated before, the Democrats don't have the gall to run on their on the positive things that they've done, mostly because I don't think in their mind they feel that they are good enough at prepping the rest of the country and letting them know and beating their chest about what they've done. The Republicans have done something, they'll let you know about it the first day to the last day. Democrats don't seem to have any guts when it comes to that.
That's because we're lazy, yo. Like, everybody's lazy, man. There's too many people disenfranchised by different things. Some of it which is ridiculous, and some of it which is true. And I think if, like, the pot, you know, played its part within the democracy, I think we would always be towards progress. I think more than less, we're about progress. And about respect for one another. I think we all do adhere to that. But, you know, it's just we're not playing our parts, and we become disenfranchised. There's things that are really taking place. There's things from voter fraud to motherfuckers believing that aliens run the government, so it don't fucking matter. Like, you got to stop doing that. Like, just play the part, and then you can speak up as much as you want. But democracy, like, that's what makes this, you know? That's awesome if everybody does play the part. And you see the full tide of where we should be swinging, like, you know?
All right, excuse me. I have K-Dog on the line now. I know K-Dog have a lot to say, too. So, K-Dog, you have 3 minutes. Take it away.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing? What's up, Hot Rod, Big Sean, Anitra, and Mario? Yo, what's going on, boss?
Hey, what's going
How's it going?
Hey, man, it's going good. Going good. As for the election, I've seen elections before, but I ain't never seen a circus like this. You know what it's like? A boxing match where nobody's scoring a knockout. I haven't seen any knockouts. I've watched the debates, and I could say, again, the mudslinging and all this dirt, but nobody has really touched base on the issues, like the economy. Let's talk about education. Let's talk about the environment. Let's talk about what's going on with society in America today. Now, you see, Donald Trump, this is why, you know, Donald Trump is the punching bag, because from the get-go, he's shown pure extremism with his views on immigrants. From the very first day that he announced that he was running for president, the first set of people he attacked were the Mexicans. Then he goes into the Muslims. He goes into the blacks. He goes into all of these extremes. He goes into attacking women. And, you know, his constituents, his base, is based on separating people. It's not bringing the country together. It's about separating people. Hillary Clinton
excuse me, Kato. Was the country ever together in the first place?
No, it wasn't. It was never together.
So what Donald Trump is doing right now is showing
what Donald Trump is doing right now. Let me tell you something. If you look at the Republican part, let me just say this: what Donald Trump is doing. You see, what Donald Trump is doing is fanning the flames of hatred. If you understand what I'm saying, like when you're saying these extreme views on people. What you're doing is that you're opening the doors for bringing in more hatred. Now, hatred has always existed, but if you look at his supporters, take a look at his supporters, people like David Duke, who ran the Ku Klux, who is still a member of the Klan, who's running for senator in Louisiana.
Look how long it took Trump to disavow him, too, before he decided, you know.
That's the whole basis. That's what I mean by separatism.
Yeah.
When you're doing that, when you're bringing in all these people, and plus recently, I'm not sure, you know, if you've heard, but also that the Ku Klux Klan are endorsing Donald Trump for president, and of course you've seen a growth in numbers of people joining these extreme groups.
And we
That's
can't
scary.
Be playing all hate, man.
We can't.
You know what sucks about that, and I think it's like. It's a couple things. So, like, people keep forgetting how great this country actually is. but it's because I don't think they put themselves in completely in the mindset amongst the world. Like, there's very extremes in the world going on right now.
You're saying the truth, Mario, because you know what? You look at it. The two biggest extremes in the world are politics and religion. But when it comes to Donald Trump, you look at the groups that are supporting him, and it's a scary group.
Yep.
It's a scary group.
Yeah, but,
but
you're acting like it's the first time this ever happened. We've elected presidents who were prejudiced.
Oh, yeah, we have. And I could name a few, like Herbert Hoover, Woodrow Wilson. Many of them have passed racist
legislation.
Richard Nixon.
But hold on, guys. The supporters, let's talk about the supporters of Donald Trump. Just because you support Donald Trump to a certain degree doesn't make you a racist now, does it?
No, but it can make you a sexist, a bigot, you so many other things.
Yeah, you can, because you know what?
This is the important part. At the end of the day, he has the right to feel how he does.
Mm-hmm. No, I've
never knocked him for his views. I couldn't care less about that he's prejudiced. My only gripe with him, and I swear I sound like a broken record, is he's not qualified for the job.
He's also not qualified.
No, he's not.
You're not qualified. Absolutely correct with that.
You're not qualified.
All right. Hold on. Why is he a candidate? That's the key thing, Mario. Like I told on the show many times, 12 people was running for president on the Republican side. So the people chose a racist, a bigot, and someone with no experience to run for office. The reason why I support Donald Trump is, like Anisha said, he said what's on his mind. Do I agree with what he said? No. But I respect, for me personally, a person who's an asshole and a bigot up front.
He did it for
sure. You show me who you are.
You know what he did? He found his audience.
Yeah.
He did. He found an audience.
That's all it took. It's finding your audience.
And another thing, too, that we're not looking at. Within his own party, there are those in his own party who can't stand him. Some of them are not even supporting him.
Let's also be honest here that there are a handful of those Republicans who are only doing that on the surface because
exactly.
they don't want to have that stigma that you're actually supporting that. You've had 16 months to nominate somebody
and this is the best you came with.
The Republican Party has always, for decades and decades, have run on family values, conservative values, those kinds of values that you think you would hear from the Republican Party. And Donald Trump has taken all of those and urinated all over all of those values.
Sean,
I like that. I like that 100%. Why? Because I am sick and twisted. But
yes,
some people are tired of politics.
Some
people want a game changer. Some people want something different. So some of those people are going for Trump, besides Clinton.
But see, the problem with that is that there's nothing wrong with looking for somebody that is going to think outside the box. The problem with Donald Trump is, in thinking outside the box, nobody knows what the hell he's running on. Because he has never given anyone anything other than we're going to build a wall.
That's what I'm saying.
He has no plan whatsoever.
Sean, it's working.
We're aware of that.
Sean, you're saying all this. I don't disagree with any of you guys. But look where he's at. He is close to Hillary Clinton. Those statements you guys are saying, Hillary should be winning by a landslide, but she's not. She's close, neck and neck. Why is that?
And you want to know why?
I'll
give you two reasons.
Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, I'll give you two reasons why. One, three. One is because
you don't know how to count.
Yeah. One of the reasons that we know that isn't the case is because of the track record that Hillary Clinton has brought in, based on some of the things that have been brought out. Number two, this whole scandal with this email stuff, which I talked to you about before, has been the biggest bane in the side of Hillary, because shortly before the FBI brought up the whole thing about this investigation again, she started to pull away in the polls as far as public opinion went. And then, what was it, just about a week ago, well, we're going to bring back the investigation and open it up, and that shrunk the lead back to the way it is now. For only the FBI to say, well, we looked at all of the emails and it was much ado about nothing. That's the second reason. The third reason, as we stated before, is because Hillary Clinton is a woman. The same kind of blowback that Obama got when he first started to run, it was the reason why Obama got so much support is because President Bush did so bad of a job in his two terms, and a lot of people perceive that second term to be a bought term. It was like, we need something different. We need something new and fresh, and he's got ideas, and he's different. Let's see what happens with that. This country has always had a stigma about anything a female has done. Look how long it's taken for women to get at least try to get equal pay. That's still on the table. And all exactly. those things that happen in the eyes of the public, no matter if she is the perfect candidate for the job, the fact that she's a woman is still the stigma, that 800-pound gorilla in the room that a lot of people are not bringing up when it comes to all of this ugliness. And that's where a lot of that's coming from.
Mario?
Man, there's a lot that goes with that. Why you don't want to select Hillary Clinton? You just basically ran through. It's perfect. That was perfect. But like, my real question is like, how come we didn't select Bernie Sanders then? Like, that guy was the better of everything that we've been like griping about. And why? Because we didn't come out at all for him. And why was that? That sucks that we weren't.
And another thing with Bernie Sanders, a lot of people felt he was too old. That was the second thing.
Another reason, but then you getting this 67-year-old cokehead, and Hillary Clinton, you know what I'm saying? Like, be passing out and shit. Go for the guy who's at least would bring in a smart cabinet. I really don't understand how people really just didn't come out more for him. I guess one part of it is when he wasn't as famous, you know, and I understand that. He didn't find his audience as quick as these other two candidates because they've already had an audience. So, you know, I think maybe more people would have heard about him. Like, I know a lot more people are regretting it now. They caught on.
I'm not going to lie. I never heard of Bernie Sanders till now. I'm not going to lie about that.
A lot of people
He's been out for a long time.
Yeah, he's been doing he's been like when he really and I took notice of him was coming down on like Wall Street and the House Senate and shit. So it was like I was like wow, like he was giving out. He's the only guy like bringing up the troops to these guys that were playing around with a lot everyone's money. So,
well, talk about the truth. All right, here's a crazy scenario. Let's say Trump wins tomorrow. Sean Black.
We're gonna go down to his building and we're gonna burn it down.
Yeah.
Do you think
the election is or will be rigged?
No.
Let's be honest.
And I'm being honest about that. I don't think that's going to be the case, and I'll tell you why. I think the reasoning that question has been thrown out there is mostly because of what happened with President Bush in his second term. A lot of people figured that all of us went to sleep saying that Al Gore was a president only to wake up and find out, no, this election isn't over yet. We have that. But the only reason why this is being brought up is because Donald Trump used that excuse as a buffer in case he lost. And he's hammered it into the ground, and he's basically put a branding on, well, the elections might be rigged. The government might be rigged. Now, when James Comey, the director of the FBI, had reopened the email scandal, he was back on his case. Oh, he's got guts. He's got principle. And then when they said, well, everything is done again, he went right back to insulting him again. So that is just a bunch of bunk. In the years and years that we've had elections in this country, voter fraud is, I believe, at 1% in 240-some years of this nation. So I think it's safe to say that that's not going to be an issue here. although we have seen a lot of that voter ID fraud stuff that's been floated around, and the majority of that has been in areas where a lot of Democratic votes would be compromised from adding to getting the election in the way that a lot of people are fearing that it may be if you're on the Republican side. And that's where a lot of this is coming from.
Okay, Anitra?
I don't think it's rigged. I never have. I mean, unfortunately...
Really, not to a certain degree? I'm not talking about...
I don't think it's a perfect system. It's far from a perfect system. I'm not saying it is, but I don't think it's rigged to the point of... I think people are... His campaign brought it up to such a point where now it sticks in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's what people are saying. I really think that, you know, my vote counts.
Yeah.
You know, I've been voting since I was 18 years old. People just don't realize that you have to vote for your senator. You have to go out there and do it. You can't just talk shit. If you're just going to talk, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing, too, I think. Like, that
it is.
Passion people got right now, they got to take it within their local and state government.
Well, exactly. You know what? My thing is this. My thing is, when you look at this whole voting system, yes, it is your right to vote. And, you know, for those of you, for all of us who are going out to vote tomorrow, do the damn thing. It's not about staying home. And I've heard this again tonight in watching a political rally. They said, listen, it doesn't matter who you're voting for, but if you're going to stay your butt home and vote, then you might as well not speak about anything at all.
Yeah. Wow. So that brought up my next topic, or next major question. And Marty, I'll start with you. Does voting really matter?
Yes.
Of course it
does. Yes.
You're not Mario. You're Sean. I'm talking to Mario.
Well, I'm reiterating it. Good, Mario.
Just think about all the things that voting rights, like, actually changed, you know? Like, women's rights, like, that took a vote. Just the right to vote. This is all came through votes. So
people, unfortunately, forget that.
Yeah, people forget that they're lucky to be within a democracy and the republic.
Right. I would throw that same question to you. Do you feel that it is important for anybody to vote, or do you think that voting actually matters? And I'm throw this to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, voting doesn't matter. And as an American citizen, I can't even say that right. Maybe I'm not one. I have the right not to vote if I don't care for either of the party. So tomorrow I am not voting, not because of the party. It's really because working-wise, because I'm very busy. I know I could vote online, leave work. No, I don't care for either or a candidate. So if I don't care for anyone, I'm not going to waste my time for voting. And let's be honest, Hillary Clinton will get New York anyway. So my vote won't matter in this case. The way I see it is, if we were in a class of 30 students or 31 students, yes, that one vote would matter. But we're in a country full of millions and millions of people. No matter who wins, one vote won't change anything. So I'm okay.
You know what, Rod? I'm sorry to cut you off, man, but that's like, yeah. Imagine if everybody did play their part, right? Now you get to see the true percentage of what people really think, like where they're trying to take things.
We all
know
this country's racist. Mario, we all know this country's racist.
No,
there's nothing new.
For sure.
But I'm very busy tomorrow. I'm working for 20 hours tomorrow. Thank you, Donald Trump. And thank you, Hillary Clinton, for the overtime. I don't care for any candidates. I am a Democrat, so the right thing for me to go vote for Hillary. But I don't care for her also. So who do I care for? The Hot Rod. And Grey Goose. I mean, and a special drink.
Oh,
that's
no,
the only
goodness.
Two people I care for.
No, man.
And that's
So
that's my bottom line. And people have got upset with me. Oh, you need to go out and vote. Go out and vote. People die for it. No, people die every day. Yes, I'm granted my right to vote, but I'm also granted my right not to vote if I don't want to.
That's true.
And that's that is kind of part of what makes this country as unique as it is.
Yeah.
Where you actually won't get castrated for doing certain things. Like there are countries that would get you killed for doing what we're doing right now, which is having
exactly.
a podcast. There are countries that don't give you that freedom to speak your mind. The fact that you are saying something about the judicial system or against the political system freely, you have that right to say that and to have your opinion and feel that way. Now, as an opinion, I think you're wrong in not voting, but that's your choice for you. If that's what you feel is correct for you, that's you. But at the same time, if down the road, if you live long enough to see if you have a pension or something along those lines, and because the wrong person got in office, you lost all of that. And your kids ran out because your kids didn't get the programs that they need for when they get older to save
Black,
up for college or anything like that.
Sean Black, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are not going to do anything personally for me or for you. They don't know us. They don't. You may know them. So I'm not even worried about that. So about my kids' future, that's their problem because I'm dead anyway. So
of course.
They have to figure that out. Okay.
Yeah.
But we have another caller on the line. 930, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Oh, boy. Yo, brother, here we go.
Business about to pick up?
Yeah, business is about to pick up.
Now we're going to our racism segment.
Yeah, racism is amazing, man.
Listen, tell us how you really feel about Donald Trump.
Listen, Donald Trump was a white supremacist. It is what it is. Hillary Clinton is a white supremacist. It is what it is. Only thing about Trump is that he's open about it, and Hillary is passive aggressive about it. That's the only difference here.
Basically, so are you going to vote tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Joe Stein.
Okay.
Smart move.
And then I want to see what the local elections are, you know, your aldermen, your councilmen, senators, stuff like that. You know, actually, in actuality, that has my vote has more of an impact on that than the presidential election because of the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the Electoral College is set up, I mean, this is a Democratic state. So it really doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So this is not one of those battleground states like that. So your vote really doesn't count for much.
That's what I'm trying to say. Hillary got New York, New Jersey, California easily. Because those are Democratic states.
And then there are red states that don't vote for Trump. There's about five or six states that's kind of the toss-up ones, and that would have so-called decide the election.
Yeah.
But let's go
like
deeper into this.
Florida is the main, like one of the main ones people will be looking at.
That and Ohio.
Right.
Because wherever Ohio goes the presidency.
But let's be honest, though. The difference between Hillary and Trump is like the difference between Ronnie and me. You understand? Listen, Hillary's daughter and Trump's daughter are best friends. You understand? They all went to Chelsea's wedding. Bill and Donald went to golfing outings together. Let's cut this shit. All some WWE type of shit going on here.
Yeah, they're best friends.
It's all politics. At the end of the day, it's just politics.
Because the Donald Society, the people, the people that run shit, has designated that Hillary couldn't be president this time. And listen, the only way, and let's be honest about it, Hillary is not a very good candidate at all. And if you check out all those protested emails that are leaked out here, you know why. But the only reason they could get the American people to go along with this bullshit is if you find a bigger, more pompous asshole than her into Donald Trump, who's basically smashed through the Republican Party, then got all the little redneck racists to roll with him, then get into the main election, and then all of a sudden, let's say 2 weeks before the thing ends, here comes this tape. You know what I'm saying? Where you stand growing. And mysteriously appears talking about grabbing by the pussy and shit. And that shit came out when you first started running for this election.
Well,
stupid.
There's a thing called perfect timing. There's like the
perfect
wiener
timing
in the
my
email.
Ass. This is bullshit.
Yeah, it's called the October Surprise.
Listen,
that's
listen,
what they call
listen,
it.
So,
hey,
the question. You know what? Y'all forget about Rudy
Giuliani. Hold on, Mario. Hold on. Give it to Mario first.
Yeah, let him see.
So if none of this doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? It all is scripted, which I can't see. Who's running it then? Would it be the IMF and World Bank? Would it be
possibly
the bankers at the top of the world economy?
I would think more of the bankers like the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, you know. Probably people we don't even know their names, but, you know, people who set interest rates, the big money, the 1% of 1%.
They do own, like a really – they got their hands in a really high percentage of the world's economy, right? I think
exactly.
It's like over 40.
Right.
Like, that's a lot
so,
of the world.
You know what I'm saying? And see,
yeah,
what it is, all this is just a distraction to keep us away from looking at them. That's why I say this whole thing is like the attitude era. You know what I'm saying? Basically, the presidential thing is kind of the attitude era.
You think this democracy is like a little banker's project?
There is no democracy. This is capitalism at its finest. This is business.
Excuse me. What do you mean there's no democracy?
There's no democracy.
There is democracy.
There is
democracy. You could speak. If you're free to speak, if you're free to do whatever the hell you want, there is a democracy.
Listen,
Milton,
if you don't have the money,
you, have a right, Milton,
you ain't
you
got freedom.
You want, but you're speaking now, right? You're speaking now. That means freedom.
Yeah.
Is anybody putting in Jeffers? What's
put
his name?
If,
come on,
if
man.
If America wanted to shut me up, they could.
They
could shut you up. They could shut anybody up.
We cannot let Hillary out of this. Anitra, what do you think? Since you're a Hillary supporter, you're only female here.
I disagree. I mean, yes, it's not a perfect system. There's corruption. I'm not disagreeing
thank
with that.
You.
But it is a democracy. Look at the rights that we
it
have
is
today that
that's
did not exist 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
There are things that I can do as a woman today that I couldn't, that wasn't possible 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah,
and things
exactly
that you as a man can do today that were not possible 30, 40 years ago. This is all because of democracy, because of voting, because of pushing your rights.
Well, what have voting actually done?
What do you mean voting actually
leaders
done? Women's rights, men's rights,
hold on,
office.
Hold on.
Can I answer
hold
that?
Hold on.
Can I
answer
that?
Who wants to answer that? Okay, Ma, you answer that.
All right, so voting has actually changed. There would be no women's rights without voting. There would be no public schools, 40-hour work weeks, Civil Rights
mm-hmm
Act, Social Security,
civil rights.
No Medicare, no Medicaid.
The Civil Rights Act was a fraud anyway.
Oh, please, man. Come on, man. No. I have to disagree
what
with you.
Civil rights anyway?
I have to disagree. First off, wait a minute. When you're talking about civil rights,
mm-hmm,
nobody asked the government to do anything for civil rights. People were doing things on their own by putting their necks on the line. Now,
yeah.
I know you have a strong opinion about race and all, but you know what? I got to draw the line.
Let's be honest about something.
No, true.
And this is
okay,
cold reality.
Yeah. We all know that this is a racist country. We all know this is a racist country, and we choose to. If you choose to live in a segregated society, by all means, live in it. Be my guest. Go ahead. But you can't just judge and just point out things like that. Come on, man. All right.
What should I point out, Carmen? Educate
hold
me.
Hold on. My producer wants to know to Milton X, if you criticize the voters so much, why are you going out to vote tomorrow?
Exactly.
I'll tell you why. It's a strategy because I want – I know if the Green Party gets more than 5%, they get more funding.
Yeah,
so
does that sound like
an
oxymoron?
No, that's why I'm thinking. I want better choices. I want at least have an illusion of better choices. And also, too, I understand people fought and died and sacrificed their lives for the so-called right to vote, so why not? It's pulling a lever. But I do know, to be perfectly honest, voting by itself doesn't mean shit. Because politicians ain't going to do anything just because you vote for them. You have to contribute to their political campaigns. You have to get them money. That's something black folk don't understand. Just by going out and voting doesn't mean anything. You have to pay to play, so to speak. You have to put that money up. That's what it's called.
Sean Black?
So in essence, you're basically saying that it's an illusion of choice. From what the gist that I'm getting from you is that it's an illusion of choice as opposed to a true democracy.
Oh my God.
Exactly. Let's put it this way. The president is not elected, they're selected. And that goes for a lot of things. Not just the presidency also.
Well,
that's why I could say this presidential election here is like the heir to era of Raw. That's why I laugh at this shit.
Well, as we've all looked at this whole thing, I think that what we can all agree on is the fact that tomorrow is probably going to be one of the most important days in the history of this nation, depending
Not
on who.
Not really.
I think so from this sense.
Well, okay.
One thing that a lot of people are still hanging their hats on, and I think that even though there are a lot of people that still can't stand Hillary Clinton, and a lot of people really can't stand Trump. I think if you look at what's been going on with the news as far as overseas, they are looking at what the United States is doing with their democracy.
Oh, yes, they are.
And they are looking at this with a very keen eye because they want to know who's going to be the next ally for the United States. And that'll be determined based on who wins this election. As we've heard between other countries looking at the U.S. as a joke or looking at the United States and praying that Trump loses or praying that Hillary wins.
Based on
the fact that that can decide certain things that happen on the world scale as far as the economy and certain business interests of the United States shows that there's a lot of vested interest in who wins this election.
Now, the bigger thing is, what countries out there can actually hurt America economically? The only one
China is one of the biggest ones.
Trump or Clinton ain't going to affect that. The United States have $1 trillion debt with China. So Trump and Hillary ain't going to solve that one way or the other.
And the difference, the funny thing about that as far as the debt goes and why the United States, with the amount of debt that they continue to accrue and they can continue to stay on with it, is because they're the only country in the world that can print its own money against the debt that it has. And that's one of the things that if you remember when they first announced that Donald Trump was actually leading, I think it was way back in July, when Donald Trump had started to take the lead in the popular polls, the stock market started to drop.
I think
it lost something like 150 points. And the reason why is because uncertainty kills the market, especially world markets where Italy and all the other countries that have interests in things that the United States are trying to do. If they had this inkling that Donald Trump may, who is the ultimate wild card in this, may actually win, Lord knows what's going to happen as the other dominoes fall suit if that was the case. And I think that's what the scariest part about the whole thing is, that uncertainty that everybody's looking at from the world stage.
Okay, I got a question. For those who believe that Trump is the devil and that basically he's going to ruin America, what is Trump going to do that Hillary isn't going to do?
Wait. That there's a big difference there. There's like
go ahead, Mario.
Go ahead.
Educate me.
I'm sorry. I don't trust Donald Trump to be a face for us when sitting down with like fucking mullahs and ayatollahs in Iran talking about nuclear armaments, things that affect the world.
And you trust Hillary with that?
You know what? I don't trust her either. But she is at least sensible to have the discussion. I still think she's a war hawk. America's always been a war hawk. That's what we've always done. We've gone to war with from everything from religion to systems of like government. You know,
because America was built that way.
Yeah, but
America was built on the pillaging of this land, massacring the Native Americans and enslaving Africans. So. You know, you don't want to get any more war hungry than that.
Okay, Anitra, take over to Milton's X question.
Nothing. I pretty much. I don't know. I just.
She's done. That's it. Anitra's done. Everybody. She hates Trump. She wants Hillary, and she wants Trump. That's all she wants.
No, it's not even that I hate Donald Trump, because I don't. He has the right to feel how he does. This is why I, like I always say, we do live in a great country. It's not perfect. It's nowhere near perfect. There's no such thing as perfection. You have to make your own way on this planet. No one else is responsible for you but yourself.
Okay, so Nisha, do you think personally Donald Trump is a bad person, or he just making some of this stuff up?
I think a lot of it is for show. He's a TV personality. He knows what to do in front of the cameras. This is nothing new. I'm not surprised. I really wasn't surprised about the campaign that he ran. None of it shocked me. My big gripe is he's not qualified. When it goes to when he gets to at that table for foreign policy and has to make these decisions, he won't know what to do. That's my problem. You can't guess. This is not politics for dummies.
So
this is the whole thing.
Yeah.
Trump is just there to scare you to vote for Hillary. That's what I'm saying. This is wrestling.
Don't scare me. I would have voted for her regardless. I've always been
that
for Hillary
you
Clinton.
Personally, but to scare a lot of people, especially minority people, into voting for Hillary. That's what Trump is there to push people to vote for Hillary, because he's trying to get that push otherwise.
I'm not too sure about that, Milton. Don't be surprised.
Trust me. This is all part of the game.
All right,
that's
so Takedo
does all the stupid shit.
Yeah, what up?
So let's say, for argument again, Trump do wins tomorrow. Are you moving to another country?
No.
No. Hey, man, I'm the one answering this
white
question.
White supremacy is global.
Hey,
so
Mill,
no
Mill,
run
Mill,
from that shit.
Mill. Yo, Mill, let me answer this question, brother. Let me answer this question.
I got you.
All right. Now let me answer it. Okay. Why the hell should I move to another country? I was born and raised here. What the hell am I going?
Listen, I'm not moving either, because at the end of the day, you can't learn from racism, white supremacy. It's all over the world, not just America. And listen, if Trump wins, it's the chickens coming home to roost. You know what I'm saying? Like the Bible says, you want to be sold, you should also reap. So America gets what it deserves for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, for that matter. It's going to fall apart at the seams, and I'm here for it.
But that stinks, man. That sucks, no?
No, that's what America deserves.
Yeah,
how do you save it? America deserves.
Let's think about some solutions, you know? Like,
the solution is to let it implode on itself, and when it falls apart, take over and rebuild.
Well, I think
we're ready
we
for
also,
it to fall apart, though.
I think we all could agree on this, that whoever wins, good luck. Because it's going to be, I don't think no matter who wins, what he or she will do, no one will be happy with it. And
listen,
as a woman, once Hillary screwed up, most racist or sexist people are because she's a woman. She's going through menopause or something like that.
It ain't because she's a woman, it's because she's incompetent.
Listen, it all comes down to this for tomorrow, for people voting tomorrow. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's my opinion. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. So that's my opinion. That's how
it's the difference between dog shit and bullshit.
Listen, that's what it all comes down to. You know, whether you're voting for Hillary, whether you're voting for Trump, it all doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So just go out there and vote.
And before I go to Sean, it is funny how throughout century politics has never been resolved. It's the same old arguments over and over and over.
Exactly.
And look how wild up we are. Imagine we was at the bar right now getting high or drinking. We talk about politics.
Uh-huh.
And people get into fights over this stuff, too.
Yeah, people
get into fights. But to be honest, all this is a distraction from the main people that run the country to just keep on doing the same bullshit they've been doing.
Okay. All right, starting from Sean, I'm giving everybody their 3 to 5 minutes final talk. Don't interrupt. What do you think? How do you feel about tomorrow's lesson? And basically, what's your final thought on everything?
Okay. So I hopefully won't ever have to speak about this again.
Lies, all lies.
Yeah. Basically, I think the American people in general have shown a propensity to go towards hopefully using some sort of higher intelligence to work with certain things. I don't trust that 100% of the time. They're going to have to go on what they've seen, behavioral patterns, and really what they're looking for in a candidate. We're not talking about an entertainer that's going to do things for the people. They need somebody, no matter what anybody thinks about Hillary Clinton, as far as, oh, she's the devil and she's this and she's that. As Anitra stated earlier, you need somebody with some kind of experience that actually knows policies with other countries, that knows certain laws and customs, that also knows about economy and how a certain decision will work for the not only the United States and the growth of the country, but also on a local level, because now we're talking not only just the presidency of the United States, we're also talking about seats in the Congress and in the House, and talking about trying to vote in a new Chief Justice, which is going to be the new president's job at some point within the next couple of years. So it's all going to boil down to that. And if they're going on experience and you're going on that, based on just the temperament that we've seen from Donald Trump, there is almost no way on planet Earth that a woman, an African-American, a Hispanic person, a gay, lesbian, or anybody of that group can even look toward Donald Trump and say, I'm going to vote for him, period. And to a lot of people, it's going to be a lesser of two evils, but that lesser of two evils is not going to get this country bankrupted or anybody to lose health benefits or anything of that nature. So my personal opinion is I think that Hillary is going to win, and it's going to come down to Ohio and a couple of other places, but usually Ohio is what's going to determine who wins the presidency, because there hasn't been a Republican president that has won without winning Ohio, and that's what it's going to boil down to. That's what I think is going to happen.
God damn, Sean could talk. Damn. I say final thought. Now you're dying thought. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, the way everything is going, that just might be it.
Okay, Mario, what is your final thought of everything about this election?
Oh, man. So I think right now, I think everybody needs to go out and play their part within the democracy. And I understand how we could get disenfranchised along the way in many aspects, but I think right now within the spectrum of thoughts and ideas governing people in the world, I do think we have the best one. And I
okay.
think we're playing a part within the democracy to test it at least. If you test it fully and then it doesn't act for the mass that does want to move, whether it's left or right, and it could be for any side. But if we're all playing the part and it doesn't move, then we gotta we overturn it. But until then, we just don't know where everybody's head is. So I think everybody gotta play their part, and we take it from there. It's a great thing to play your part within a democracy.
Okay. K-Dog, same question.
Well, all I got to say is that tomorrow is going to be a very important day for the nation. And from my opinion, from my point of view, I look at Hillary Clinton as the better candidate. I don't really care for Trump. Trump, for me, is a showman, a show-off, a bully, and all he cares about is himself, his brand. But when it comes to leadership, I would trust Hillary Clinton being the leader of this nation. And I believe that she should win this election. It would be historic.
Okay. From Anitra B., you're the lovely lady who represents the absolute truth. What is your final thought about this lovely election?
Just go out and vote. You know, express your right. That's really it. I mean, whomever you choose, that's your decision. You have that right. People fought for it, died for it. I will be doing that first thing in the morning. I'm hoping everyone else will also. That's really it.
And I know he have a lot to say. Milton X, what is your final explosion thought about this election for tomorrow?
Thank you. Thank you, Hot Rod. to piggyback on what Sean said about, you know, he don't see how blacks or Latinos or gays or women can vote for Donald Trump. He's correct on that. But also, I don't see how blacks can vote for Hillary Clinton after she called black youth super predators, and also after the Clinton Foundation basically raped Haiti.
Let's be honest
about that shit.
Hold on, guys.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Haiti raped itself.
Kato, it's his turn to talk.
They massacred Haiti, dog. We'll talk about that later. But in the meantime, it doesn't matter which one of these white supremacists get in there. To be perfectly honest, as black people, we got to get ourselves together. We got to build. We got to use our economy. And for sometime in the near future, we got to stop being political chumps. We got to make whoever it is, Democrats, Republicans, or another party, earn our vote. None of these politicians earn our vote. We just give it out easily, like whores. You understand? We got to be smarter than that. We got to use our – we can't too far for the pandering. You just can't go this close. Here we run out there with Jay-Z and Beyonce and shit and bullshit around with LeBron James. You want to vote for this bitch? Hell no. I don't care if she brought Tupac back. I won't vote for that bitch. And I'll go for Trump, too, and his sick assassination self. It's just garbage.
Okay. Tell us how you truly feel.
All right, but
I truly feel this is a bunch of bullshit. But we gotta be as smart as the people for that, man.
Let's go back to the Hillary Clinton and the Haiti situation. Because Kato seems like he has something to say. You don't believe Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton stole money from the Haitian foundation?
Let me just say this about the whole Haitian issue. Since you know, unless you're from Haiti, then you understand this.
Okay.
Haiti has a corrupt government.
Mm-hmm.
When President Aristide, that the former Catholic priest who ran for president at Haiti, do you know what he did to the Haitian people?
He basically did the same thing that the Clintons did.
He raped the country. And the president that came after him
and the Red Cross
did even worse.
Red Cross raped
Haiti
too.
Because even when the earthquake happened, did you know how much money that the Haiti received, and he put that money in his pocket and built a nice house with it?
The Red Cross only built 6 houses.
Right, and the Red Cross did too. But then after, when you have corrupt governments, you have people running Haiti into the ground. The Clintons donated money to Haiti. As a matter of fact, they took money from the Clintons. So don't come telling me about that. Get out of here,
man. All right, guys. Hold on. Let me say something. I don't want to hear it, man. I already said what I had to say.
You ain't Haitian, so you can't talk.
I think we kind of need to calm down right now. At least try and calm down.
Hey, dog, you need to think logically, brother. Just think logically, brother.
Get out of here.
I'm fine.
Milton, let me speak, sir.
All right, let me break on it.
We got a few minutes left. Mario, welcome to the absolute truth. This is what we do every
day. We're going all the time here.
But I do believe Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton stole money, just like any other corporation, Red Cross, Salvation Army. I don't believe in no charity. So the corruption in Haiti has been going on for 200 years and nothing new. Do I think they have good intentions? Yes, putting money into their own pockets. So what they did is nothing from anybody else. So that's how I feel about the Haiti.
Why should we vote for them though? If they're corrupt,
Milton X. one more to next.
Yes.
Donald Trump is corrupt. Hillary's corrupt.
I'm not voting for either one of them.
It's both of them. Both of them are corrupt.
That's why I'm not voting for either one of them. You're making my point for me. Thank you.
So Mario, once again,
yeah.
Pick your poison. You have to pick one of less poison. You have
listen, the idea is not to take the poison in the first place.
That's true, but you know what? We missed those steps right now. And I do
now,
think
listen,
that
all the people who
voting
vote.
For
no,
Milton,
Milton, you have to let somebody else speak. You had your chance already. Let Mario speak, please.
I'll let you speak, Mario.
What was that?
I do think that
you voting for actually Jill Stein is a smart thing in New York State, because this state will go to Hillary Clinton, and I do think that the 5% of having a say in the budget is actually smart. But our choices right now is definitely going to be between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And at the end of the day, I trust the whole of people more with Hillary Clinton, the people here. And that's like, at the end of the day, that's what we care about, right? Like,
I think the fear of waking up on the 9th and realizing what could happen will probably get more people to the polls to vote the way that they think is going to happen.
And that's why Hillary will win, because of the fear of Donald Trump.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
why
much.
Trump is there.
You're voting for Bernie Sanders, yo.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
All right,
Trump is there to scare y'all
okay.
to vote for Hillary.
Okay. I want to go to one more crazy topic. Then we have to go because, you know, I have to take care of the kids right now. You know,
yeah, that's why.
Hey,
whatever.
They're going
to
start
the kids
making
beat
noise
up on you some more.
Man, they're going to let you know.
All right, so this is for Mario and Milton X. Last
yes,
week
sir.
On the show, we were talking about females, you know, being a breadwinner, but how
yeah.
they trying to motivate us guys to be good as them or become same type of motivation as them because, you know, they want you to do better. Does a woman have a right to change who you are today?
Well, I'm going to break it down like this. Nobody's going to change anybody. Only you can change yourself. You understand? So if a woman wants things from a man, she should go for a man with those qualities that are trying to change the body into someone like a little Play-Doh bullshit. That's why it's you women are frustrated out here, especially on social media. They full of frustrated motherfuckers there.
Mario?
I think that's absolutely right, man. You ain't going to be able to, like, change anybody's feelings like that. So you got to be honest about yourself, what you want, and, like, don't expect – if you're trying to be a positive influence, that's great. But don't hold it against somebody when that's who they were when you were with them originally, you know?
Right.
You
can't lay down with a dog and not expect it to freeze.
But, okay, you're with your woman. She's making six figures. But you're working. You're not making the same type of money, but you're happy where
mm-hmm.
you're at. But she wants you to do better. I'm sorry?
If she's making six figures, that's awesome. But the cards are different. You could try to do better and move up and within your situation. You should always be trying to do that, but...
Right.
But hey,
well, whether she makes six figures or not, you should always try to improve yourself. It's not competing with her. Y'all should be working together as a team.
Exactly. The union, right?
But you're also thinking
yeah.
about the male ego and the majority of
well,
guys
listen,
that are in relationships.
In a relationship,
well,
you got to put your ego to the side.
Well,
yeah. It's
well,
not about you or her. It's about get together.
Yeah. There are a lot of men out there that think that the breadwinner is the person that's making all the decisions regardless. And we've always been in that situation in this country.
But you know what it is, though? The whole thing is this, is that it all comes down to the combat. You know, they got to be in unison with the person, if you understand what I'm saying. You see, okay, a woman may be making more money than the man, but if the man is doing everything he can, he goes to work. There's no way that a man should, there's no way that she should feel that he's lower than she is. That's not fair to him. Because if he's working and he's making ends meet and he's doing right and he's like, hey, listen, look, I'm trying to build here, she should be supportive of that. But
and if she isn't, then he needs to go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
that's always going to be on the independent idea of that person, because it's always going to be different depending on the person
and
how,
Sean,
they, how they think.
So, Sean, you're saying that because of the independent woman idea, that's in her mindset right now?
Probably.
Well,
and I think
well,
so,
to be honest, there's
but,
no such thing as an independent woman.
Be,
not just a bunch
she could
of,
be
you know,
independent. No, she could. No, Milt, Brother Milt, she could be independent. If she feels that way, if she's doing things on her own, then she's independent. And she's not asking a man to do anything for her. But, however, even if she is independent and she meets a guy that's making less than she is, but the man is working his butt off every day, that should not be her place. To shame
ooh.
The man. She could encourage
oh,
the man.
Wow. I hear that, K-Dog.
Wow.
I hear that. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That should not be her place
right
at all.
He's
that should
guy.
Not
hold
be her place,
place
at all. To, that
hold,
should
hold
not
on.
Be her place to degrade
hold
the man.
On.
I hear
hold
that.
Shit. You know that somebody's very quiet in the background right now, right?
I'm just listening.
the first lady is tabulating her votes right now.
So, Anita, what do you have to say about that?
To me, if you meet somebody and you know each other's dirt, it doesn't change. You know, if a woman wants to do that, makes what she makes or more, then that's what she needs to find. If
yeah,
she,
true.
If, same thing, but it goes on both sides because a
true.
Lot of men are the same way.
Okay, the reason why I keep bringing this up because we all been through a situation, I agree, I believe. We all through a relationship that we want our partner to be better, to our ideal, to the way we see that person. Like,
right.
Let me motivate Anitra. Let me motivate Sean. Because, you know, you see motivation in that person. But I think we all go the wrong way about it from time to time. Like, some females like to put a guy down
mm-hmm.
as a way to motivate him.
Well, they're insecure in their own self. That's why. You shouldn't need to have to break anyone down to make yourself feel better. Quote, unquote,
that means you're not happy with who you are. If you have to put someone else down, that means you have a low self-esteem about yourself. To make yourself feel better, to make yourself feel better and you're putting someone else down, that means that says something about you as a person.
What I don't understand is why is it a big deal that women are doing it now? Men have been doing it forever.
No, they haven't.
That doesn't make it right.
What's the big deal?
Man
right?
Jumping
I mean,
off the
I don't,
cliff,
that
make
what?
That right too. I mean, that it's not right either way.
Anitra,
you
it's not right.
Saying?
No, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not condoning it. I just personally don't see what the fuck the big deal is, considering it's been done on both sides of the dice.
No, it has been.
It has
we're not saying it's
like
a big deal. We're just saying it's wrong.
You know what it is? This is the thing. Too many people right now in relationships are diving into these relationships. And this is one of the main things that's going on now. And the problem is that you two don't get a chance to know each other very well. Once you get to with each other and next thing you know, oh, I don't like what that person's doing. You know, and you know, class has a play in this because, like, again, if she's making more money than the man, she's going to feel to put the man down. And if he's making more money than her, he's going to treat her like garbage.
Well, those people who do that type of thing got deep psychological issues in their own head.
Exactly.
True.
And
true,
some
do.
People get in relationships because they want to control a motherfucker.
Mario,
they don't have
do
control their own life.
Mario, do
you
think
see,
people
here's
driving?
The, here's one thing, though. For a young woman, let's say she's successful, she's doing her thing, she meets a guy, okay? The problem is that eventually some women want to get married. Once you get married, kids come into play. If a woman doesn't feel that when she has a child, you're going to have to hold down the fort. Someone's got to push that kid out. Someone's got to take care of that kid for the first couple of months. If she feels you can't hold down the fort for at least, what is it, three, four months, basic maternity leave, I don't know, that's a problem.
So you think it's a woman's sense of security to think
that?
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, of course it is. Because there's a lot of women who, it's a big deal. And it is, it's a big deal. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that she doesn't feel you can handle it.
Well, my point thing when that is, Anitra, if she doesn't feel he can handle it, why is she marrying the man then?
Who
exactly.
the fuck knows?
That's the question. And you know what's sad about it is that, again,
it's simple logic. If you don't feel that the man can't get it done, you shouldn't be with that man. Period.
Exactly.
That's just
The question that makes the world go round, who the hell knows?
And it goes vice versa because you have some women who don't know how to take care of kids. I mean, it goes both ways.
If she can't get it done, you don't need to be with her either.
Exactly.
Is Trump and Hillary making everybody going crazy tonight? Is everybody okay?
No, I've already been crazy.
I think I need another.
I don't need Trump or Hillary for that shit.
All right, guys. You know what? I want to thank all you guys for making a show great tonight. We pulled off an hour and a half of craziness.
Yeah.
But is that time now? I have to say good night and goodbye.
Yeah.
I need to get my
good night,
hours of sleep.
Yeah, dude, it's cash out that
yeah.
time.
Yeah,
so,
man, it's cash out that time, man.
Thank you for having me on.
Mario, Milton S, K Dog, thank you guys so much.
Peace out, brothers.
And wish you best of luck tomorrow. Go out and vote.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I
go. Yes, go out and vote.
Vote for the devil.
Oh, my goodness.
Vote for the devil.
You got two to choose for. Vote for one of them devils.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, guys.
All right.
Good night,
guys.
Good night, guys.
Peace out, guys. Peace out, everybody.
Okay. I hope I hung up with the right people. I can't tell yet.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Here's one thing that a lot of people probably weren't even thinking about. Today is the 25th anniversary of the day that Magic Johnson announced that he had the HIV virus.
Mm-hmm.
And look how far we've come along from that announcement to today. And try to contrast that to what's happened back then as opposed to what's happening now.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we know the Hot Rod doesn't care about anything, so.
Okay. But other than
he does.
Before I forget,
mm-hmm.
This Wednesday night, hopefully at 10:30, we will do a half-an-hour special show about what happened on the election, of course, how will brag to Anitra B. and Sean Black that, once again, the Hot Rod was right, Donald Trump is your new president, and it was wrong. So we're going to spend half an hour talking about me being right. Wednesday night.
No, we're
going
to spend half an hour talking about me being right and you having to bow down to a female.
Wow.
Oh,
good Lord.
You know what? That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm leaving that, guys.
I think that's going to be something. Everybody's going to have to bow down to a female if she wins.
No,
so think about that.
Okay.
I'm doing a dance.
We all agree. Tomorrow night it will be historic. Everybody, the world will be watching.
Yes.
And no matter what, it's going to be scary.
Yeah, it's going to be like
not
Y2K. Remember when everybody thought the computers were going to fall apart?
Oh my God, I remember that.
Yes. So to be honest, I don't know what's scarier, tomorrow or watching Anitra video sex tapes again. And sober.
Really? Stop doing that. People are going to believe you.
You know, just like Donald Trump has been doing, if he says it enough times, somebody will believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey. All right, so, guys, this is it. I don't know what to say about this election. It is what it is. 24 hours from now, we will know who our next leader of the free world, God help us all. And I honestly think no matter who wins, we'll be a one-term president.
That's an interesting
thing. I forgot to mention earlier, because of all this drama, all this craziness that is going right now, unless one of them do a great job out of nowhere. But no matter what, I do see this as a one-term president. I could be wrong. This one I could be wrong, but if you really think about it, you talk about evil that a lot of people can't stand, like this is our choice. So maybe the next election, we will have a better selection. People will do a better job at it. But I doubt it because America is crazy. We do the stupidest things in the world. But keep that in mind. Is it Hillary? Oh, man, we can't have a woman in office. Is it Donald Trump? Oh, we can't have the KKK running the office again out in the open. We have to keep that undercover.
Well, we'll either have a one-term president or Donald Trump will be our last president.
I want you to think about that, because a lot of people have been saying that if Donald Trump becomes president, there will be no democracy anymore, and he will be more of a monarch than a president.
Hey, I have no problem with that. I love power.
Of course.
You have few fishes.
Yes, and that's why I am the host with the most, the king of king himself.
God.
I am the hot rod with the one and only
Sean Black and
Anitra B.
The first lady of the absolute truth. I have to get used to saying that.
Listen, Sean Black, instead of saying the first slut, you just say the first lady.
Oh,
thank
you.
Okay?
This is what's going to happen tomorrow. Oh, boy.
Once again,
go calling the kettle
vote.
Black.
I'm calling the kettle Sean Black. There you go.
Mm. What type of orgies?
You know what it is?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Tomorrow's the end of the world. We're losing our minds. So what the hell?
And, yeah, basically, good night, everyone, guys. Thank you so much. And, as always, the pleasure was all
yours.
So,
good night,
Sean,
guys.
So, Sean, tomorrow night is our last night. Can we have sex finally together?
Can I tape it?
No.
Yeah, I need to go tape it. We probably could sell it on the air. You know,
put it on YouTube,
money.
I guess.
Hey, got to make money somehow, right? Right, boo-boo?
Fine. I have toys you could use.
Oh, boy.
How much toys do you have? Oh. Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.